Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph, the end of page 127. Moving on to page 128. We're talking about one person going to be motzi someone else in brachos. So it's like this. In order for someone to be motzi someone in Birkas Hanen, if one person wants to make a bracha for someone else, you need to have kvias. You need to be kovea together in order for one person to be motzi someone else. You shouldn't be walking around, one person sitting, one person standing. You need kvias. That's the din by Berkas, and then that's what we see over here, Sif Yud Aleph. If you have two people or a lot of people sitting together, echad mevarach lekulam, really one person should make the bracha for everyone. We're talking about Berkas Hamotzi, but lechora would din by other brachas also. Berkas Hamotzi, one bracha should be said forever. However, it says, v'dafkei sivushu derech keva, that's only if they were reclining together, like back in the time of Chazal, when they used to do a seba like we do on Lel Seder. That was showing kvias that they were being meisiv together. Oh, balabais imde beiso davika sevo, or balabais with his family automatically is like hasevo. Avalima you yoshim below hasevo, they're just sitting together without doing a sevo. Kebun she'ena nikbayi miachad, since they're not koveya together, they don't have the set kvias together. Ko echad mevarich laatzno, everyone should make their own brach. We'll get to nowadays in 1 second. But even if they were just sitting together, but they said, come, let's eat together. Okay, let's eat together, let's eat in a certain place. Since they prepared this sit in a certain place for them to be eating together, havi keva. That is considered keva, and therefore it's going to be considered kvias, and one person can make the bracha for everyone else. Vafilu below aseba, even if they were not doing a seba. Now we get to nowadays. Via idna, nowadays we don't do a seba shein anu regilim ba seba. Normally we don't do a seba. Yeshiva didan b'shulchan echad, when we sit around one table together, below shulchan b'mapa achas, or even if it's not a table, you're sitting on one tablecloth, I don't know, your picnic style, I guess. You're sitting on one with one tablecloth. Havi kvias. That is all considered kvias. Even for the opening chabura, that's like a seba, and therefore it's going to be one person going to be motzi everyone else. Uli didan, afilu kavu makom lachilason o bal baisim bnei ma'iso lo mahani elinkin yashu b'shulchan echad u'mapachas. But according to us, even if you're a kovea, a certain place to eat, or the bal bais with his family, it's not going to help. Unless you're sitting at one table or one tablecloth, just you're sitting in the same room together, that's not going to create kvias. You have to be sitting or at the same table together or at the same tablecloth. Okay, that's the definition of kvias. So we see two things over here. Number one, the Mechaber tells us if you have a lot of people eating together, really the best is that one person makes the bracha for everyone else. Why would that be? Why is it better for one person to make the bracha for everyone else? Everyone should make their own bracha. Says the Bir Halacha over here, Echad Mevarech Lekubo Lekulam, five lines down from the top of the page. It says like this, Afilu Yom Masumi Yodim Ba'atzim Levarech. Even if everyone knows how to make their own bracha, it's not because they're not Bekin. Mikol Makom Hidr Mitzvah. It's a Hidr Mitzvah, She'echad Yevarech V'yotzei Kulam. That one person makes the bracha, and emotzi everyone else. Dibirov Am Hadris Melech. We have a klal gadol by brachos, and doing mitzvahs together, Rov Am Hadris Melech, which means, when a lot of people get together, it's more Hadaris Melech, it's more beautiful for the king. Okay, it makes a Kaddish Rebbe the best in there when we do one plus one does not equal two. Okay, one person being a bracha, another person being a bracha is not as good as one person doing it together with the other guy at the same time. And therefore, Rova Majis Melech is an Indian for one person to make the bracha for everyone else. Why do we not see this any other time except for Shabbos? Shabbos, we know usually the Baal Bais makes hamotzi, but when you sit together with your friends, you go to a restaurant, you don't go ahead and wash, and one person makes hamotzi for everyone else. Why not? Okay, so you're not going to find anything over here. L'chor, according to the Psak over here, according to the Mechaber over here, sounds like that's what one should do, what you do. If you're ready to go to a restaurant with some friends, you're sitting at the same table together, you have kvias, you're eating all together, one person should make a motzi for everyone else. However, if you turn to Simen Kuf Samaches, the end of Sivkot and Kavala of page 132, the first wide line, he says over here, Vida, you should know, he just says, stop. The minig is nowadays that everyone says their own birkas emotzi. Everyone eats their own bread. Why is this? Why is the minig developed that everyone makes their own brachas? Funny enough, but it happens to be, you find this in another Torah also, says because People can't concentrate nowadays. It's hard for us to even listen to a single bracha and can't have kavana to be yotzei a bracha, and therefore we're afraid a person's not going to be yotzei, and therefore he says everyone should go ahead and make their own bracha nowadays. Oh, Imkain, if that's the meaning nowadays, why then on Shabbos? Shabbos, you should do the same thing. One, everyone should make their own bracha. And the Ainu, that is some people's minot. I believe even more by Hasidim, even if one person makes the bracha held down, sometimes they'll make their own avotzi as the bread goes around the table because of this din. However, generally on Shabbos, the din is different. Why? Morin Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsov told me it's because on Shabbos, you also have a din of Lecha Mishnah. Okay, so unless everyone's going to get their own two challahs, then you have a problem of Lecha Mishnah, and therefore one person makes the bracha for everyone else, and you don't see the bracha and Lecha Mishnah. End of the day, you have to realize you also have this whole din of Rabbi Medrash Melech. If one chooses and thinks he can have kavana, and one person will make the bracha for many people, we would say that it'd be okay also. It'll be okay also even during the week. One is allowed to do this if he wants, but you have to make sure you have kvias. Okay, you have to make sure you have kvias. Therefore, let's say like we talked last time, sometimes you're in a suffix bracha, and you want someone to be motzi you in the bracha, you have to sit around together. Okay, sometimes you'll see, even Shabbos morning, like the Rosh Hashiva's house, everyone's a little bit balagan over there. One person's making a motzi sitting down, another person's standing up over there. That's not good. You have to sit down together, you have to create kvias together in order to be motzi the other person in the bracha. Okay, so that's that. In terms of, let's say, sitting at different tables, let's say like in the Chadar Ochel, in Yeshiva, and stuff like that. So for sure, if you're sitting at the same table, that's going to be generally fine. That'll be considered kvias. However, Morena Rabbeinu Nevinsol did say that if you're eating in the same Chadar Ochel, you say you have 10 people eating together, there's only 8 seats at the table, so 10 people will sit at the next table, as long as you're koveat together, that's also considered kvias. Generally on Shabbos anyways, the whole Chadar Ochel is considered koveat together, and one person can make the bracha for everyone else. That's what the Gra points out over here also in the Bir Halacha. He says over here, he disagrees, the Magen Avraham holds dafka, you have to be sitting at the same table. 3 lines down, it says, you don't need one table. So long as you got together and you wanted to eat together, even if you're not exactly at the same table because whatever, there's lack of room, or for whatever reason, that would still be considered kvias, and one could be yotzi like that, and we have one person make the bracha for everyone else. Now, in terms of kvias, this is really majorly a din by Birkas Hanenu. By Birkas HaMitzvos, you don't really need kvias. You don't have to be mamish koveat together. As long as you hear the bracha from the person making the bracha, and you have kavanah to be yotzei, you are going to be yotzei even without out kvias. Okay, the Chaznish writes this also, Nor Chaim Yitzchak, you don't need kvias. Okay, and that's why also by Avdalah. By Avdalah, many have the mimeg to stand for Avdalah. Generally, kvias is sitting together. Okay, sitting together. By Avdalah, since it's the Birkas HaMitzvah, some are Birkas Shevach also. By Birkas HaMitzvah, you don't really need kvias. The Gra used to stand for Avdalah. The Chaznish Al, you can stand for Avdalah because you don't really need kvias by Birkas HaMitzvah. The other sit for Avdalah, either mimeg, is fine. In terms of Kiddush, really, by Kiddush, you should be sitting down because it's also a Birkas Hanan in your Motzinam, it's also a Birkas HaMitzvah. However, for other reasons why, at least especially Friday night, there are reasons to stand up because it's like Eidus, Vayichulu HaShemayim, there's some type of Eidus over here, therefore we stand, many of the minhagim to stand up. 3 minhagim by Kiddush, all of them are going to be fine. Either some stand for the whole time, some sit for the whole time, and some stand for Vayichulu and then sit down for the rest of the bracha. Either minhag is, all the minhagim are totally fine. Shabbos morning, Dafka, the real minhag is to sit down for a Kiddush, because there's no real reason to stand for Shabbos day Kiddush. Yud Beis says, Imayu Rochvim V'Amrunoch. Let's say they're traveling together. They're riding on donkeys, horses together. Okay, and they say, let's have a ready. They're still riding. Afal Pishakol Echad Ochal Mikikaro, even though each one is eating from his own kikar of bread. Shalo Yardu Miabahemas, they didn't go down from the animals. Mitzdarfim, really, you could have Kavana. He's got his bagel in his hand, he's got his bagel in his hand. One person can make the bracha for the other people sitting on their donkeys. Came in Shahabdu Makamekha, since they stopped the donkey, they're sitting around. They're on their donkeys around in one area. That's going to be considered kvias. Avalim, you oakling, oakling, the holchim. No, but if they're eating and walking, eating and traveling, Okay, on their donkeys together, that's not going to be considered kvias. Everyone should make their own bracha. If they're eating in a field, they're in the same field, but one's over there, one's over there, one's over there. They're mufuzarim, mufuradim, the same lashon that Haman says about the Jews and the Megillah. Mufuzarim, mufuradim, mitoch ha'amim. Afal pisha ochlim kulam b'sha'achas u'mikikarachat. Even though they're all eating at one time, and even if they're sharing the same bread, they're going to pass around the bread afterwards. They have one big loaf of bread. Nevertheless, kevin shelo kavu makom ba'ochlim mufuzarim, eino mitstarfim. Since they were not koveya makom to eat together, they're all spread apart. Now, therefore, they are not mitzarif, and therefore they're not allowed to make a bracha, one person making the bracha for everyone else. Everyone should make their own hamotzi in this case. Comes the Mishnah Berurah over here. What about traveling and other forms of transportation? Says the Mishnah Berurah, see, cut your sound base. Vim Yosh, second line. If you're on one wagon together, they say, come, let's eat over here. Perhaps that's going to be considered tziruf. Because even though generally we hold one traveling in a wagon is like he's traveling, he's like he's walking. Since you all are technically sitting around on the bench of the wagon all together, therefore the Magen Avraham says maybe over here it's not like you're walking together, and therefore it's going to be like you're mitzarfing. That's the way that Eli Rabba Paskins Lamaisa, that is considered mitzarfing. Ubisvina, what about a boat? Posh. Af la Magen Avram la Hakal mitzarfe. Posh, according to the Magen Avram, he says over here it's going to be mitzaris de kvias gomer hu. Shaila is, why is it so posh? Why is the Magen Avram so posh? The Svina, yes. The wagon, no. There are different terutzim given to this answer. Okay, and therefore, once the piece of chivas they brings down, it might be the Brisker Rav also, says the wagon is like all bumpy and stuff like that. It's not really a good kvias. The boat ride is a much more smooth ride, and therefore it's much more your kavea together. Moreno Rabin Rav Nevinsal seems to have a different understanding over here. If you look in the new edition, Dibra Maslow Besvina, he says like this, Biamenu Otobus Rakevet Recha Prati Hanim Seminesius Harukos. He says nowadays, if you're on a bus, you're traveling a bus, or on a train, or on a private car, and you're on traveling for a long time. Eshar Shadinam Kisvina. He understands that Svina is a longer journey. You're gonna be on a long, that's more of a kvias. And they were riding on the horse and buggy. I don't know, they had stops. Stop here, they would stop here. It was less kavea, and that's what the suffix of the Magen Avraham. Okay? The Svina, it doesn't stop in all places. And it's more of a kviya of nesia. It sounds like Morin Rabin Ron Evansal generally holds that these things are going to be considered yes kviyas. One person can make a bracha for this. It's not only lamaisa for these brachas, we can see it also for zimun and stuff like that in Birkas Amazon. It's also going to be chashuv that you need kviyas also. So these are not just din over here in bracha rishon. It's also dinim that we're going to find in other places also. Fine. So lamaisa, yes, we would say a car, train, bus, for sure, airplane, all these things are going to be considered, yes, kvias, as long as you're eating together, it will be considered kvias. Yud Gimel. Heicha shelo kavu makam makam. In a time where you do not kovia makam neat. Damrina shekol echad mevarach latzel, which we said the halacha is, that you have, everyone has to make a bracha on their own kikar lechem in that case. Okay, they should not have one person motzi everyone else, because there's no kvias. Nevertheless, in kivin a mevarach lotziyam, vein iskavr latzeit yatzel bidiyevit. If the person making the bracha has kavanah miyotzei, and the person who is hearing has kavanah miyotzei, lemaisa b'diavad you are yotzei even without kvias. Now I know we see the whole din of kvias is a lichatchila for one person to miyotzei other people. It's a lichatchila din b'diavad. If you didn't have real kvias, you are going to yotzei b'diavad. This applies by all different things over here. The Magen Avraham does not like this so much. The Magen Avraham over here in Mishnah Berurah. And the top of the next page, 5129, and Sikkot and Samachay, says, I am a Magen Avraham. She neach dinah shokhanar shokhanar b'tzarachin. He leaves the dinah shokhanar tzarachin. He held unique kvias, even b'diyevit. Ki yesh mi'ar rishonish this sarvi de below kavi, ein echad yochel otzi chavira b'diyevit. It doesn't even work, even b'diyevit. Omnam, however, and that's a very important lashon as we saw in the introduction. Anytime the Mishnah Berurah says, brings down one opinion, and then he says, aval, or achain, or omnon, which is like, however, that's one shita. However, he says the din of the Shulchan Aruch is the ikar, and therefore lamaisa we paskin also because this, also because the Safik Bracha is lahakel, we would say that your yotze, your bracha, b'diavad, even if there was no kvias like the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, because that's the way the Gra paskins over here. Everyone should have a great day. Ad kan.